day, you're soaring on a goose's wing. The next, you're writing a nation's future. It was fate. I could just as easily have wound up on some Yankee Doodle's hat, and you'd be calling me macaroni.
It needs cheese.
But
this
no.
This is the quill story of the U.S. Constitution, a document that gave birth to our democracy. It protects our freedoms and helps us create the laws we live by. It even allows our president to sign the bill establishing Constitution Day every September 17th.
Elias, I know that my brothers want to lure me into a trap. I won't be able to help you and Persephone. I see courage in your heart. I know you can save my daughter even without my help. Here, take this scroll. It'll help you to understand the language of the gods.
I'm toothy. I'm scary, aren't I? I'm the most scary monster ever. Let's be friends.
I'm Octo. I like math. I like boys and girls who like math, too.
I'm Fuzz. I give really big hugs. And you can ride me.
I'm Smiley. I wish I had a more scary name. All monsters want to be scary.
I'm Pinky. I was once told I was cute. I've been sad ever since.
Howdy there, pilgrims. The name's Mr. Lister, and this is how to play my quiz shootout. She could even hear the whispering of the monsters under her bed.
What? Monsters under the bed? No way, said her parents. Oh, yes. Of course, Emma's family told her it was all her imagination. Her grandfather said there were no such things as monsters. Her Auntie Rosa laughed and said she was a silly girl. Just before bedtime, Mom sent Sophia upstairs to brush her teeth. Sophia put the new toothbrush into her mouth, sucked on it a bit, took it out, and put it back in the toothbrush holder.
Hey,
said a very squeaky voice.
What kind of brushing was that? I need my exercise. Please brush again.
67 years ago, our fathers brought forth on this continent a new nation, conceived in liberty, dedicated to the proposition that all men are created equal.
Plug in, Captain Up, and watch social sharing, traffic, and engagement skyrocket.
Tap and hold to take photo. Swipe to change screen size. Swipe to change screen size. Great work! Screen size changed.
Psychedelic. Ace. Big time. Bodacious.
Vegeta, what are you doing here?
What do you mean? I beat him, didn't I?
Between the flux and your imbecilic and barbaric handling of my cargo, I'm quite flustered at the outcome of this voyage.
Between the flux and your imbecilic and barbaric handling of my cargo, I'm quite flustered at the outcome of this voyage.
The Magi, the sorcerers, astrologers, and wise men of Babylon, they were jealous of Daniel's special gift.
It is our job to understand dreams and mysteries. How can this Hebrew know more than we do?
One night, King Nebuchadnezzar had a scary dream about a giant statue. His heart was filled with fear, and he summoned the Magi.
Tell me the meaning of this dream, otherwise I will put you all to death.
Snatching a lamp from the table, King Belshazzar strode over to the wall and peered at the strange words. His face grew pale, and his knees began to knock with fear.
What does the writing say?
He shouted to his officials.
Fetch the Magi, so they can tell me what these words mean!
Hearing the noise the king was making, the queen hurried to see what had happened.
Don't be scared,
she told the king.
There is in our kingdom a Hebrew Magi named Daniel who can explain dreams and solve mysteries. His God gives him great wisdom. He will tell you what the words mean.
One day, when the Magi saw Daniel praying, they had a nasty idea.
The only way we can get Daniel into trouble is if we get the king to make a law against Daniel's God.
With any luck, Daniel will break the law,
another Magi added.
Then King Darius will have to throw him to the lions.